Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready? What's this about? Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh? This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
50 bottles back to back had me hungover. Just bought a Hermes belt for a gun holster. Hang a rack out the helicopter, I'm sober. And I done made 100 G's off of one smoker. Digit scale on the counter, wipe the dust off it. I might catch another body, get the rust off me. Yo, chill, love.
Yo, fuck with your boy, your fan, 007, man. Shout out to the fucking nigga fan movie, man. We back with another show, man. Let me get Dot on. Then I'm going to get Danny on. And I'm going to say something before we get into what we're going to talk about. You niggas know already what it is. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, Dot? What's good, Dot?
What's good? What's good?
Now, shit, I'm about to call Danny. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess we got to talk about it. We haven't talked about it on the air. You know what I mean? So we'll all say what we got to say. You feel me? So that we can move on this end. Because I really don't want to drag this shit the fuck out, my nigga. Like, this shit don't need to be talked about.
Yeah.
In my opinion, honestly. This is like, it is what it is. It happens. Let's, like, we can't just stay on this topic for another month, 2 months. So niggas could just violate battle rap. That's how I really feel about the situation. So let's get our rounds off with my Patron so I can finish off what I started in the blog. Y'all gonna get real mad. It's cool, though. It's fucking cool, bro. There we go. There we go. I see you. I'm about to get Danny on right now. Yo, yo, Danny.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's good, man? What's good,
what's good
man? It's me, you, and Dot on, man.
All right, what up, Dot?
What's good? What's good?
What's popping, bro?
All right. Well, look, man. Look, man. Look. The battles was announced. Battles was announced and shit, right? Let's get this off our chest so that we can put it behind us because we have not addressed this on air. All right, the whole Tech N9ne situation, like, what are y'all thoughts on it?
Oh, right. Man.
Danny? Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, it's one of the most shocking things, I would say, in battle rap ever. Battle history, one of the allegations. But I've seen your blog. I felt a lot of shit you were saying. Me, personally, I'm just going to leave it for the girl and her family to speak on it from here on out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really, that's not my business. That's for them to talk. And
can I ask y'all
because
a question? Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, Danny. Can I ask y'all a question? I was talking to Doggy Diamonds about a good 30 minutes ago, and we was talking about it real quick. Is this actually battle rap? Is this really, is this battle rap or not? He is a battle rapper.
No, because when an NBA player gets accused of rape, is that the NBA or is it that player? When Ben Roethlisberger gets accused of rape, is that the whole NFL or is that Ben Roethlisberger?
But
it
only
works like that because
I ain't got shit to do with it. Nah,
that's just the
got nothing to do with battle rap.
It still got something to do with him.
Yo, hey, Dot, you sound muffled.
Hello?
Yeah, you sound muffled.
Yeah.
There you go.
You hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
there
I was saying that when like Kareem Hunt, whenever they get into domestic abuse, the team will release you. So that you can't look at the NFL. They're just going to release you. So it still falls back on them. They just try to separate themselves from it. So if you do something, they just going to say, like, all right, we found proof. Yeah, he out of here. And Big Ben case, and how he was still on the team, but, hey, I guess they felt like it wasn't that serious or it wasn't enough proof, and niggas kept him. But usually them niggas would just release you so that it can't fall back on them.
So, right. Doc, so you feel like this is battle rap?
It kind of, yeah, it falls on battle rap because he was a battle rapper. So it's just like, it's not saying that niggas in battle rap do this. He's just a battle rapper, so it brings light to it. And niggas saying he's a battle rapper, especially because there's another Tech N9ne that doesn't battle rap and is a rapper. So now you got to make that distinction, like, oh, this Tech N9ne, but the battle rapper Tech N9ne.
So now people want to go and see who the battle rapper is who didn't know who he was.
Exactly.
That's an individual person, though. You know what I'm saying? And just like you said, well, like if the NFL finds you did something, they'll cut you from the team and release you because they want to wash their hands of that because they don't want that to be a part of their brand because that messes up their image and their money ultimately. And the URL pretty much did the same thing when they took down the battles. They was like, hey, we're not going to be associated with this. We're not going to condone it. And by us having him on our network, our platform, that's saying we condone it or whatever. And we're not doing that. So we cutting the... I don't think that falls back on the entire the culture of battle rap. That's a battle rapper. I mean, every sport, every, you know, because if you look at Harvey Weinstein or Hollywood, is, I mean, you know, that's every entertainment field has some shit that's crazy. A person or persons that have committed heinous acts. It's, you know what I'm saying? That, you just got to weed out the ones that's bad. You know what I'm saying? And the culture got to just go on. Got to keep going on.
What I'm saying, you can't blame battle rap for it, but it's just battle rap because he was a battle rapper. So it's automatically going to make people say Tech N9ne the battle rapper. It's never just going to be Tech N9ne the person. It's going to be Tech N9ne the battle rapper. But my whole view on it is just like some of them charges is crazy. Like I can't even really wrap my mind around that shit. Like it's to the point where I don't really want to even hear nothing else. Like I don't even want the girl to come out and confirm that it's true or none of that shit. Like to me, this shit is already as nasty as it can get. Like where? Like I don't even really want it to get that like way worse than it is now. It's just like.
And can I say something? Can I talk?
Yeah.
Can I speak on that too? I see that niggas is like, niggas is like, there's more shit coming out on Tech N9ne. And my thing about it at this point is like, why? Like, why? Like, honestly, if there's more fucked up shit he did, I don't want to know about that shit. Like, what? Like, he's already dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, what? What? I don't know, my nigga. At this point, it's just
honestly,
like, what? We should be done with it. We found out what happened. Okay, now he's not alive. Let's go back to battle rap. That's where I'm at with it, bro. Like I'm
that's
not making another
with
vlog
that's
on
why
it
I
and
said,
no shit like that.
Honestly,
right
at this point, I feel like the only thing else that people waiting for is the confirmation that it's true. Like, because if it comes out. And it's like, oh, that's not true. The person lied. They made up the story.
Okay, but here's the whole thing about that.
All right.
But here's the whole thing about, like, how is it going to come out alive if he's dead? Like, he can't defend himself. So who's defending him at this point? How is it going to come out alive?
But if you really want to be real about it,
the way they got it in the articles and in the magazines and the way everybody is talking about that shit, even if that shit come out that he was not guilty, that's not going to make as much noise as how everyone is slandering him now any fucking way. It's really not.
No. I don't think, you know what it is? I never phrased that. What I think people waiting to see is what was the cause of death? Because if you killed yourself.
Okay, yeah, that's different.
Well, if you killed yourself, then you're going to look guilty. But like, there's no
way.
Now, if he didn't kill himself, now it'll make people say, damn, so. Maybe
he didn't, maybe he's not guilty.
Nah,
but
I wouldn't say that.
Like,
bro.
So
you can't just jump and go, okay, maybe he's not
that,
guilty because he didn't kill himself.
He said maybe he's not, but, I mean.
Yeah, but people would say that because it's like the whole thing is saying, yo, he committed suicide because he knew he was guilty.
Right.
So now if it's like, oh, he just died naturally, then it's like, oh, damn, okay. So
right.
People will start to think that. But me, I don't really want to hear nothing more about it. Like, as far as other details, now if more details do come out, that's already as crazy as it gets to me. Like, it don't even need to get crazier than this because from the charges that he already got that we see, that's already nasty enough to me. So I don't even need to know all the details and none of that shit. What I'm waiting for is the confirmation of how he died. Other than that, that's it. I feel like the people took the battles down, basically separated themselves from it. And even though it might hurt the other people that was in those battles, that was the right move to make.
Mm.
And just continue to move on. Because at this point,
you gotta move on.
Yeah, like at this point, it's just crazy enough. And it's like, we don't, since he not alive, he can't defend himself. So we really can't find out what really happened. So it's just like, all right, all these evidence is out right here. We just got to go by that.
And you know what's
yeah,
fucked up,
too? And I really don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel weird speaking on somebody who's deceased. You know, it's kind of like they not here to say one way or another. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even here to defend themselves. So I don't, like, for me to just go off of face value of what people are saying, I mean, it don't look good.
Hold up, man. I hear what y'all niggas is saying, but at the same fucking time, bro. Nah, fuck that shit, bro. At the same time, bro, we acting like this was a fucking burglary charge or a robbery charge. Like, bro.
Nah, hell no.
Bro, did you niggas read the Philly Magazine article? Like, my nigga. What are you, like, what is you, nigga, they said he broke into the girl's room with a knife.
Yeah,
and tried to make her touch
it.
This graphic shit don't just get made up, I don't believe, bro. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, who gets charged with playing with kids, bro? That's not
right,
a part of this.
Right,
jumping
right,
out the window every
right,
goddamn
right.
day, bro.
And here's the crazy thing about that. Even let's just say he never passed and he was found innocent anyway. Niggas will still be like, I don't know, bro. You know what
I'm
saying? Niggas be like, I don't know. Right. Just like when Michael Jackson went to trial for this shit and beat it, and niggas still was like, nah, fuck that. I still think he did it. Nigga, Michael Jackson passed away, and they still put out a documentary leaving Neverland or whatever the fuck it's called. They still put out a whole documentary on him allegedly messing with the boys after the man was dead. After the trial was over, like these type of things don't never go away.
To be fair, R. Kelly also beat a case.
And you feel me?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But just because you beat the case didn't mean that you was innocent. So now people, once they see
that's
it, they're
like,
what
I was. That was my
case.
Whole point. That,
yeah.
I said,
like,
no matter,
it.
Even if you
yeah.
get found innocent, this shit will still follow you forever anyway, because niggas going to always be saying, oh, well, you probably beat the case. They just didn't have enough evidence, but I believe the shit anyway. Nigga, I ain't going to trust you around my daughter.
You know what? Honestly, I think if Tech N9ne would have came out and said what was going on and what he was getting accused of, I think niggas would have believed him.
Mm.
But
believed
just
him
the fact that
it
was kept believed that he was innocent. Like, if he came out and said, like, yo, you know, there's some crazy charges on me right now, so blah, 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 I'm going to fight it, going to court, niggas would have believed
him. That's 50-50, Doc. That's 50-50.
Yeah,
half will believe,
half will be
like, nah, bro.
And that's, you know what, it's a dangerous 50, it's really a dangerous 50-50 because it's like, a lot of niggas is not going to believe you, bro. Like, I hear what you're saying, like, man, fuck that. If I was him, I would have just put it out there. But if you, let's hypothetically, I don't know, my nigga. I don't know if he would have just, if that's just the move right there with them type of charges and all that
yeah,
shit.
Probably,
the backlash is going to come.
Yeah, it was a risky move.
The backlash still going to come, bro.
Yeah, it would have been a risky move, but I don't know. I feel like some people would have stood behind him, like, yo, you know what? You a stand up dude. You ain't have a lot to me, so I don't believe you. But since it was kept in the dark, it then came out after he died, niggas ain't believing him. Niggas ain't going to believe that he was innocent because the whole shit, the way the whole shit played out, looks like
some funny shit. Looks like, yo, this nigga knew what was going on. He was guilty and killed himself. Like, niggas still, they got people that argue every day for R. Kelly that believe him. No matter what evidence come out, they like, yo, R. Kelly's innocent. They lying. They doing this. They doing that. So Tech would have had people who would have stood with him. But now that he's dead, he can't stand, like, the shit was in secret. So now it's just like, yeah, all right. He killed himself. Niggas ain't hearing it. He guilty. And that's just that. Now, as far as anybody else is concerned with it, none of that really mattered. It was just more so if niggas was going to defend Tech or not. Whether who knew or not, that didn't really matter. As long as you wasn't going to defend him for doing this shit. So as long as somebody say, like, oh, well, that's still my man's, even though he did that, then fuck it. Whatever way you feel about it is how you feel. But nobody could really stand with him on some shit like this, unless they know for a fact he innocent.
Man. The culture can't take another hit like this, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this this is a crazy situation, man. Like
the thing that bothers me though is that it's just like, yo, you got it's on Vlad. I think it made Complex.
Yeah.
It's just like, yep. Bro, it's on way too many websites that I've never even seen talk about bad rap, and these are all platforms that are way big. Shit, some of these platforms are bigger than fucking damn near URL. So it's
right.
Just like, God damn, bro. Y'all know, I be reading the comments, oh, battle rap's full of weirdos, and it's just like, oh, man. And then I be getting mad. And then I'm going to tell you, hold on. And then, hold on, before I forget. And then this is the reason why I meant to say this shit in the blog. There's mad shit that I forgot to say in the blog. Because people be walking past me, and I be forgetting this shit. But it's like, the thing that gets me mad about that when these other platforms really do that shit, it's just like, it makes you really think, like, hold up, this is not even your culture. This is our shit. So now I feel like you attacking us, all of us and shit. Like, that's the shit that I really don't be liking.
Right.
Like, don't attack the whole culture that you know nothing even fucking about. Like,
right.
That's some bullshit right there.
Them same motherfuckers could name you 5 battlers.
At all. You can't name 5. And if so, you're going to say Murder Mook and Loaded Lux is definitely going to be 2.
Right.
You might say Rex is 3. Like, you niggas, come on, man. Come on, man.
You talking about
the people in the comments? I'm talking about the platforms. I'll tell you right now. Vlad even, hold on. Vlad even had a league. I bet you if you asked Vlad to name 10 battle rappers that are actively battling right now, I bet you he can't do it. He can't name 10 right now, bro. He's going to say Daylight, who don't even battle no more, because he always have him on the show. He's going to say Surf, because he just had Surf on. I want to know who else he can name. I really want to know.
But see,
do you niggas really have the right to talk about this shit on your platforms? I don't know.
In fairness,
I mean,
they also killed Tech. They also killed Tekashi for his charges, too. So it ain't like it's just battle rap. Anybody who get confused with these things, they going to go at it. Everybody, so whole social media can go at you. So it ain't like they give their rappers a pass.
Okay, but okay.
Come in battle rapper.
That's not the same thing, because Tekashi was a hip hop artist. Vlad covers hip hop. Vlad does not cover battle rap. Battle rap is a form of hip hop, but it's not being covered. Vlad took all his battle rap shit off his channel too. He's totally disassociated from
it.
He's totally disassociated. So why is he tweeting about it? Why is Complex talking about it? The only other time I know of Complex talking about battle rap, I don't know if they mentioned Mook or Lux in their battles before, but when K-Shine slapped Sharone, that was on Complex. And the reason why I know it was on Complex was because they took the video from Angry Fans Radio because they shouted us out. And said that they had an article tomorrow via Angry Fans Radio, and next thing I knew it was on Complex. They're like, oh, shit. But I've never heard you niggas speak on any battles ever. Ever. Prior to this, that's the only thing I don't like about this shit. We a small community, and it made me realize, like, yo, we gotta hold this shit down ourselves. Like, we the gatekeepers of this shit. Fuck these other platforms who be talking about it because they don't care. They just wanted the views anyway. That's all they wanted was
right.
The views. And we gotta stop. Us as media, we gotta stop tearing down our town. We gotta stop tearing down battle rap. I don't mean getting on battles when they fuck up. I ain't talking that. I just mean like us.
okay, fucking everybody want to talk about Tech N9ne mad long and shit like that because it's bringing views and we're like, nah, my nigga, like, fuck that shit, bro. We got to hold this shit down ourselves, cause when this shit is gone, my nigga, most of us going to be fucked up in the game. A lot of these channels, the bloggers' channels, the media channels, is primarily battle rap, bro. Primarily.
Yeah.
This motherfucker gets shut down, then what's going to happen? What's niggas going to do there?
Y'all ass going to be blogging about tires, nigga.
I don't.
Oh, I am.
I'm right
about
like,
that shit. I am.
I don't see it like it'll ever get shut down. Like, these things to me just pass on. Like, so, like, all these social medias, like, all these sites that blog on it, make an article, and then, like, a week, that shit out the window. Like, niggas, they're not spending too much time on it. Like, they might make an article, people read it, listen, and then that's it. Like, that's going to be out the window, and life goes on. So it ain't like it's going to stick for too long. Life will just go on after, like, everybody just like, all right, cool. Like, just that drop, like, let's say they announce Murder Mook vs. Hollow. That's what's going to be the next article posted. Mook returns again. So all that Tech N9ne stuff out the window. So it's just like that. None of this stuff really stick for too long. Like, they just make their little one, two articles, and that shit just go on. Unless people try to drag it on. Now, if you try to drag it on, then.
All right, question. All right, so. Everybody wanted Jay Black to speak. I seen Jay Black made a blog. Do you feel like URL has to make a personal blog too?
No. I feel like them taking out
battles. Hold on. Okay, explain this.
Them taking down
now,
the videos. The videos spoke volumes.
Yeah.
That did the talking for them.
Yeah.
Nah, son. Hold on. So you mean to tell me everybody and their mother was sitting here, I got to hear from Black. I got to hear what Jay Black got to say. So why the fuck don't y'all want to hear what B's and Smack want to say? No, ain't no right, because I'm trying to.
All right, here's the difference. No, check it out. The difference is Tech N9ne was more so an employee of URL, and he was a co-worker of Jay Black. So that you would figure Black and Tech N9ne have a closer relationship. That's what you would figure. So we kind of want to hear Black's take on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga's sitting right next to you. And we assumed he was your right-hand man, or at least one of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how niggas get out after the cameras cut off, but we assume from what we see that's your man. So we need some answers. We needed answers.
Nobody ever believed that URL knew about this. Like, that never crossed our mind. Like, yo, URL must have knew. I never thought that, like, yo, Smack or Beasley know. So I didn't really need to hear no explanation from them because I would figure that they didn't know and they're going to say the same shit. Yo, we were surprised. But once they took the videos down, that just shows us they don't side with them and they separating themselves.
Right.
Okay,
that
so
was
why,
their way of
so
saying
why,
we don't rock with this. So we needed Jay.
Okay.
What,
so
what other way could Jay Black do it other than take down all the champion videos with Tech N9ne in it?
Okay.
That's
so,
the only way
so
he could have spoke without
okay,
doing
so look,
a blog.
That's what I'm trying to find out. So y'all are saying if Jay Black just took down the champion episodes with Tech N9ne in it, he wouldn't have had to make a blog, is what you're saying?
He had to do this. That's why he did it. He did it because he had to. Why you think URL ain't did one?
He had to do one.
Niggas was tweeting him with watches and clocks. Like, nigga, time's ticking. What's up?
Yeah.
Talk to us. Tell us something.
You need to speak up on this. Like,
he had no choice, bro. Cause like, it's like, dog. The more you don't say nothing, the more it look like you probably knew some shit and you was covering up for your man. That's how this shit look when you don't say shit.
Yo, can I just be? But can I be real with you about something, bro?
And he spoke his piece.
And here's my thing about it. And I'm not even talking about Jay Black blog. I'm not saying he knew none of that shit. Were niggas really expecting him to say, I knew about it?
Nope.
Like, was that the response?
No. But this is what I did say. If he did know, there was two ways to go about it. You could come and tell us and bow out gracefully. Or if we found out you was lying, you gonna go out shamefully. So he came out and said he didn't know, and I take it as that.
I take it as that, unless something else come out. But I think he was sincere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But of course, a nigga probably ain't gonna just say, "Yeah, I knew." Because you know, if you you knew, you're done.
Yeah. You're done. Yeah. That's kind of how I see it. I didn't expect him to come out and say he did it. I was just more so trying to see in the blog like exactly what he was saying to make me believe that he's being sincere about it. So now I will say this. I believe that he didn't know. But I don't think it was good to try to make it seem like you and him wasn't that cool and it was just battle rap for it yourself, because that obviously wasn't the case. So now you try to make it seem like, oh, nah, you know, we just was battle rap friends. Like, we knew each other for 10 years but never hung out other than when it was for battle rap.
And it's just somebody else just said that to me too, Dot. They like outside of this and this shit seem fake. But how can we prove one way or another? See, we just gotta take that man's word.
Cats would have never put me as a co-host if we didn't talk. Like, he would never just say, "Yo, you know what? I'm gonna pick him." Like, it has to be some kind of relationship or friendship between y'all for you to say, "You know what, I'm a true champion, and I'm going to make Tech N9ne the co-host." I don't feel like you just pick somebody out the blue. Like, you know what, the person you pick is obviously someone you're going to trust, someone you know could do the job, all of that. So that part right there to me is a little blurry. Plus, he said, like, yeah, something else he said that caught my attention. He said, "When everybody turned their back on me, Tech N9ne was there for me. He knocked on my door, bought me water, and bought me food." What you call that? That's a battle rap friend, or that's a real friend?
Yeah.
So that part right there.
That's some real shit. My nigga just told me that right before we got on the show. He said, Jay Black said he not. Like, in one sentence, you say y'all just battle rap friends, but then in another sentence, you say the man came to your door and brought you water and money and food and a letter. So that shows a deeper bond and just is deeper than rap. Like nigga, you my nigga. So it kind of was confusing. Like, you kind of telling two different stories. But
exactly.
But maybe.
I believe that he didn't know, though. I believe that, but as far as the way he tried to spin it, like,
right.
Well, you know, that part to me is a little weird.
Damn. Okay. I didn't even look at that part right there, to be honest with you and shit. Like, I don't know, man. I see what niggas are saying, I guess, because he was the co-host, but I'm looking at it like Tech N9ne is more known for battle rap, so why y'all niggas don't want to hear what Smack and Beezy want to say? If anybody knew him, it was them niggas. They knew him more than Black. If anything, Black and Tech got tight with Champion. Champion ain't been around for years.
Right.
We just seen a clip of Smack saying, "Yo, Tech, I love you, my nigga. I want to tell you that before you die," which was scary because he said it right before he died.
Yeah,
man.
That
just
was
like,
scary.
Ah! Nigga, that shit was so crazy, bro.
See,
he said, "I would tell you that you never know when it's your last time seeing somebody."
Yep, that's a fact.
That might have been his last time. Shit.
Yeah, I think
right.
So. That was a little scary. I ain't gonna lie.
That's
that was
crazy, bro.
But you know,
God damn.
I don't know, man.
Damn.
I guess people got different definitions of what they think a friend is or what they believe a friend is to be.
See,
all right,
now maybe when Black was saying Tech brought the food, he showed me that he was he looked at our relationship as more than rap or more than the show. But I personally just kept it as rap.
You can't say that, bro.
The nigga said.
Nah,
I'm telling you what he said. This is not what I said.
Listen,
look what he said.
You just said, when everyone
turned their back on you. He didn't. So how could you, if everyone turned their back on you and this one person didn't, how could you then say, well, yeah, I didn't see our friendship as that strong, but maybe he did. Like,
well, maybe he meant I don't know him. Maybe he didn't say, maybe he didn't mean friendship. Maybe he meant I just didn't know, I don't know, I didn't know him personally.
He
like, outside of, he didn't know Akeem. He said, I know Tech N9ne. Like, y'all know Tech N9ne. I don't know Akeem. That's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, that's but I guess Akeem knew Jerry, or Tech N9ne knew Jerry.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That shit, it's like two different stories.
Like, if I don't hear from Caps in a week or two, I'm handing them up. Yo, Caps, you good? Period.
Yo, Caps,
you good? Period. Like, it's no, oh, this is my battle rap friend, so you know what? I ain't even going. Yo, you good? If I don't hear from him 2 weeks pass by, he ain't posting or nothing. Damn, what the fuck? I'm going to hit you.
But
man,
check this out, though. Everybody ain't your homeboy.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Check out Nipsey Hussle's situation. RIP to Nipsey Hussle, South Central up. But check this out. It's a nigga in his circle. And he said it in his songs. The nigga said niggas will kill their partners, then bring yams to the repast. He said this shit. He was prophesizing about this shit. It'd be your own niggas that'll kill you.
But the
so just
because
you
so
might look at somebody
nigga.
As... You might look at somebody as this is my day one, this is my homie. The whole time they looking at you like, nigga, I'm going to kill your ass one day. So if one person feel one way about your homie, you feel me? I don't know what that.
You know what? You know what it is, though. I'm gonna tell you what it is. That was a hard place for Black to be in. It was eye opening too, because I started looking. It's not even just about Black. I'm pretty sure, damn near all the battlers who know Tech N9ne fool through the years and years and years of meeting this nigga at events. Fuck Champion. I'm talking about back when he was battling. They all had to have built some type of rapport with this nigga. So I feel like none of these niggas really want to bash him. If you really pay attention to that to the J Black blog, he really didn't say one negative thing about Tech N9ne. He didn't say one negative thing at all, that whole blog.
He didn't
say one thing negative about him. Because
he
fucked with him like that. That's why why you ain't going to hear from Smack and Beasley and all these other. No, I'm saying that's why you ain't going to hear from these other niggas like that. Because even though the crime was fucked up, they still had a rapport with this nigga, so they feel some type of way talking about the nigga like that.
Exactly.
It's easy for me. I met Tech N9ne. I met Tech N9ne in Philly when I hosted the Rain Man versus Tyloa. Me and him chopped it up real quick. Then I spoke to him on the phone one time when he was going back and forth on Twitter. I interviewed him one time. I mean, we spoke a couple of times now I think about this shit, but we wasn't cool. Like how J Black and him was cool. So I can say dig him up and kill him again. I can do all of that shit. You see what I'm saying? Black ain't going to say that. Because that was his man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Which brings me back to the point of, if this was just a battle rap friend, it'd be easy to bash him. But you not bashing him because that was your man's. So don't try to come up here talking about, oh, we just battle rap friends. And just because we battle, like, nah, we ain't trying to hear that. That was your man's. And that's why you didn't want to bash him. That's why you said, I can't believe this. I don't want to believe this.
Damn.
If you just a battle rap friend, then it's just like, yeah, he did some weird shit. But if that's your man, you're going to be like, damn.
You ain't going to say nothing.
I don't bash this nigga, but yeah.
So basically what you're saying is, like Caps just said, to sum it all up, Caps just said, I didn't have no relationship with that nigga outside of this shit, so I could say whatever I want to say. Jay Black trying to put himself in Cap's position by saying it's just a battle relationship. Meanwhile, you not saying one negative thing. That's probably just not his get down, but it do seem like y'all had a bigger relationship than what you was trying to lead on. Like,
bro,
what Doc saying?
He just said he gave him advice. He did it. Come on, bro. He did.
Right. So
They weren't best friends probably. Who knows?
Right.
Best friends.
Right. And I feel okay, yeah, and that could be it too.
Man, at the end of the day, I feel like this at the end of the day. Black probably is on some shit like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Why is everybody turning saying me Like, all I did was put this nigga on champion. Like, why the fuck is this my problem now and shit, like, all of a sudden? That's where I feel like Jay Black was coming from in that video.
Yeah, but you know why? Because when Tech died, what was everybody saying? Yo, pay for Jay Black, man. Pay for Jay Black. Why do we all
that would be real, true. Can I be real, true, bro? I don't even know where the fuck that was. I don't even know where that was even coming from. Like where pray for Jay Black? What are you praying for Jay Black for?
Because
I was lost at that to begin
he
with.
Was taking it the hardest. We are dead. People
how
assume
is he
was
be...
taking it the hardest. Because
how
his
is
man.
Jay Black on?
Yeah,
take...
that's
how is
true.
Jay... How is Jay Black going to take it harder than Tech N9ne's family? Than his daughter.
Well, no,
he's not
going to
take it. He's not
going to
take it harder than his family. But outside of family, outside of immediate family, then the nigga that worked with him alongside with him for that long, he probably because him just losing his mom.
Nah, bro. Nah.
So he already getting past that. He trying to get through that, and now here come a man he built a show with, bro. So yeah, he should be taking that shit hard. That's why niggas be saying pray for Jay Black, cause Jay Black going through a lot of shit. You lose your mom, then you lose your right hand man. As a from the outside looking in, it look like y'all rogue dogs. Like that's y'all partners. It's like now they're synonymous. You say Jay Black, you think about Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne, you think about Jay Black. They become synonymous. So when a nigga like that pass, you gonna automatically be like, yo, I feel you, bro. You just lost your man, bro. Damn, right after your mama. Damn, bro. Hey, pray for this nigga. Because when they didn't see him on Twitter and they didn't see him doing no blogs and nothing, they like, damn, he got to be taking this shit hard. He ain't even, like, can't nobody even reach the nigga. I hope he all right. I hope he ain't thinking about no crazy shit. That's why they were saying pray for Jay Black.
Yep. So what today let me realize is that these battles have been lying. And they be putting on an act to make it seem like they all cool when they really not. And that's really what I think. Like, I mean, even Jazz said it. Like, yo, y'all be thinking we best of friends. And I'm like, well, y'all, that's the impression y'all gave us. So, how are we supposed to know?
Right.
How we
supposed to know y'all ain't cool as fuck?
What the fuck? Oh, hold up, bro. You know what? All right, cool. Hey, Dot, you about to leave work, right? Yo, Dot. Yeah, he about to leave work and shit. Fucking, hold up. I kind of want to end this shit here. You know what I'm saying? Well, we said everything we had to say. There is too many announcements out here. I know it takes Dot a little minute to get home. Not too long. We fucking,
Okay.
But Dan, if you still up, I'm going to hit you right back. I'm looking at all these... Young L and Bridge Rothstein. These niggas announced L Will versus fucking. Hold on. I just seen this. L Will versus Pass. Like, all right, hold up, bro. We got to talk about battle rap, bro. So, look.
Big K versus Danny, Ron Mitty.
Jesus. Yeah, we got to talk about this shit. So, look, Bridge and, like, this Bridge and Young L is fucking my head up. I didn't see that shit coming at all. But fucking, look, I'm going to stop it right
here.
I'm going to end it right here and shit, and we're going to get back on battle rap and shit. So, Danny, I'm going to hit you up in a few when Doc get home.
Yep.
All right, bro.